Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hi, welcome to Conversations with the Diva. It's a Monday morning at 11 a.m., and we are doing a special show today. We're going to be talking about autism today and what it means to families, and bringing autism awareness that kids that have special needs are actually, there's services out there that they can get. So we are going to actually, for a few minutes, have a little intro to Laughter and Rising, to a show we did earlier. So we're going to take that on until we get ready for the autism. Here we go.
All right. Good morning. This is Conversations with the Diva, and we are on the phone with Ms. Cheryl Roberts. Cheryl Roberts has been very graciously and great, nice to us in the last few days in Conversations with the Diva because we're having technical difficulties.
Hello.
Good morning, and this is Sabrina Williams with Conversations with the Diva. Is this Ms. Carter?
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, hold on one second. Let me pop one for play. All right, there we go. Can you hear me now?
I hear you perfect.
All right. Ms. Sudie Carter, how are you? This is I am just honored that you have chosen to, you talked to me a little bit on Saturday, and I was just so blessed by you. And I just wanted to give you your own radio show just to show you how much I really am on board with the autism awareness and the adventure that you want to take with that.
So thank we want you to know so how much.
Support you. So I'm going to let you, this is your radio show today, young lady, but I'm going to ask you a couple questions because I don't know you that, I'm sorry, I have to say, and forgive me, I love sports, but if it's not Game of Thrones or NASCAR or basketball, I sort of kind of get on board. I got to get on board with you. But I just want you to know.
Okay, I'll help you with that because I love sports too. I'm like a boy inside of a girl's body, so I get it. I totally get it.
All right, so today we are going to talk about you. So tell me, now you're married, correct?
No, I'm not married, actually, no.
Let's not be telling lies on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be no rumors about that. That was me making that mistake. So,
right. I'm not married.
You go ahead and talk and tell us about you. Tell us about, I know you have three kids. Did I get that right, though?
You got that right. That's correct. Okay. Yes, you got that. Yeah, that's correct. Well, I'm Sunday Carter. Okay. You know, you guys may know me from Basketball Wives LA, Season 3. I'm an actress, you know, I'm a mother, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a humanitarian. I mean, I have so many layers that go along with Sunday Carter. I have so much stuff going on right now. It's just incredible. I don't even know how I have the energy to do it all, but, you know, God gives me the strength. So as far as my autism awareness event, it basically stems from one of my best friends. She had brain surgery. And so she has two autistic children. I also have another friend, and her daughter, she found out, I believe, when she was 1 year old that she had autism. So I felt like it was, you know, embedded in me to, you know, do my research. And the thing about it is that anything happens to my best friend with the two autistic children, those children come to me. Like, I will get full custody of them. So I have to know everything there is to know about autism. And I have to know about their social skills, you know, speech therapy, the fact that, you know, music soothes them. There's so many things and elements that go into it. And us as African Americans, we don't really have the financial stability, some of us, to give them what they need, you know. And it's unfortunate. You may have to put them in regular school when they may need a school where, you know, there's special needs and that sort of thing. So, I mean, we really definitely need to raise awareness, for one. We need help. We need to, you know, raise money so these kids, just not my friend's kids, but other kids, you know, in the same situation can kind of, you know, do exactly what it is that they want to do, as far as even if they want to play basketball, just so they can have and feel that sense of normality in life, you know, as kids. And, you know, kids can be very cruel and vicious, so they get teased a lot and the emotion comes out. Sometimes it comes out in rage. Sometimes it comes out they run away. And I found out that, you know, water soothes them. And if they can swim or if they can't, it's very dangerous. You know, my friend's son just ran into a creek in Montgomery, I think it's Montgomery, Maryland, which is one of the richest counties that there is. And he ran into a creek, and they literally had to, like, send the dogs out to find him because, you know, he was laying in the creek. He was laying in a creek of water. And I found that kind of I was just devastated because, you know, he can't swim. So, you know, anything can happen. So you definitely have to keep a close eye on these kids, and they need all the love they can get. And I am definitely, you know, a person that can provide, you know, at least something. At least I have a voice. You know, people know who I am. I have that visibility, and I can use my platform to speak out against, you know, and about, you know, the different things that come along with autism and, you know, the different situations and scenarios that my friends have gone through, where I, you know, had to be on the phone with them crying, you know, together to get them through this, because a lot of parents don't even acknowledge that their kids have autism because they're embarrassed. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, this is just, you know, it's not even a disease. It's just, you know, something that, you know, certain children get, and it's just in the genetics.
And you're absolutely right. Now they do characterize autism. They say it's a mental condition. That doesn't mean it's bad. And it comes from early childhood. And a lot of times the reason parents are embarrassed because some of them are not aware that some are aware of autism. Some are not aware of the groups that are out there. But it's characterized by difficulty in communication, forming relationships with other people, and using language and abstract concepts. For instance, like you're talking about music. Music and water, those are you're absolutely 100% that those are soothing things for them. And I've worked with autistic children, and I used to work with a young man in my 20s, and I'm now 50. But I remember his family were trying to find ways to reach him, because in autism, like any other, where your brain it functions on its own level, that's the easiest way to explain it. When you're trying to reach somebody in their own shell, you have to find what will get to them.
What works. You have to tap into, exactly. You have to tap into what you think will captivate their attention, you know.
Right.
And what I've learned with QB, which is, you know, my best friend's son, he loves sports. And he's a genius. Like, these kids are really smart. You know, he's extremely smart. I was able to, you know, allow him to meet John Wall, and he was able to meet the entire, you know, Wizards team and the coaches and all of these, you know, commentators that were, like, from, like, the 70s that I didn't even know. And they're like, you don't know who that is. He's like, yes, I do. He's naming names and that sort of thing. So, you know, they got the cameras and started rolling, because it actually is it's amazing for you to know somebody's stats and for you to know it verbatim and for you to be actually, like, on point, you know. And it is really, like, a wonderful thing to see how smart he is. But at the same time, we still have a long way to go.
Right, exactly. And I think that what you're doing, you know, you're not saying that this is something that people can't deal with. I do want to point out something that everybody says. I mean, that you said earlier that a lot of people are not aware of. It does cost money to take care of not just kids with autism, but kids, say, with diabetes or any special needs.
Right.
This is a special needs child. And I know that because I work with one of my master's degree is in human services and behavior. And one of the things that I start working with is be able to teach the parents and the kids not just the social skills, but how to help have other people interact with them and not think that they're doing this on purpose or they're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things we have to define, what's the behavior, because everybody, like with autistic or even a child with Tourette's, they have a certain behavior that they have to work on that another child with the same symptoms may not have. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Yeah.
So you have to work on. So one of the things is we have to work on a behavior. Are all autistic children nonverbal? No. Are all, some autistic children not verbal? Yes. So we're going to have to work on how they can respond verbally and not just using your voice, but are there cue cards or their colors?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's structure that has to be set up. In your organization, I love the name of it. It's called Light Up Blue for Autism Awareness.
But the event that I'm having is called the Beat for Autism. So what that is April 12th. I'm doing an event, and that will be in Philly because I believe April 2nd kicks off Autism Awareness Month. And so basically what we're doing is we're getting all of the makeup artists in Philly, I mean throughout the tri-state area, to kind of come together and, you know, compete. And so basically the prize would be Tiffany Fox. Tiffany Fox is a rapper under Little Kim. And she is going to allow whoever the winner is, we're going to have a panel of celebrity judges to do her makeup for either a magazine shoot or either, you know, a photo shoot that she's doing or even possibly a video shoot. So she's going to be able to, you know, see and pick her favorite, you know, makeup artist, and that person will be able to do that. And the second and third runner-up will get prizes as well, you know, probably gift certificates, and then they'll be gifted probably something like, you know, whatever, whoever we get to sponsor, as far as like if we get like a Revlon or, you know, any type of makeup product. So that's that, and we're trying to reach a goal of $5,000. And I think it's gonna work out. You know, my team is pretty efficient and they're on it. We have to reach out to Holly Robinson Pete, who's from Philadelphia, so that makes all the sense in the world. She's a great advocate.
Yeah.
I know Braxton is a great advocate for it as well. So we're reaching. Trust and believe, we're reaching. I'm going to be doing radio promos. I've worked on a flyer already. I've done a photo shoot for it, and you know, I'm wearing all blue. So everything is just basically lighted up blue. You know, so that's where it came from. And of course, you know, the color is blue for autism. So yeah, that's how it's all kind of collectively tying into each other.
So tell us more about the show in Philadelphia in April. What will that consist of?
Okay. So it will consist of about 10 to 15 different makeup artists, and they will kind of compete, like I said, for a spot to do Tiffany's makeup. Which is a really big deal because she's a celebrity and she can, you know, she has her own personal makeup artist. And there's so many people that are in the industry that are trying to do makeup or wardrobe or whatever. So this is just a great opportunity for anybody. So, you know, instead of giving money to the parents, what we want to do is whatever that specific, you know, thing is that they want to work on with their children, we want to donate that money, you know, checks, whatever, to that specific, you know, program. So say like this particular child needs speech therapy. Whichever speech therapist you would like your child to go to, let's write the check to them. Okay, however many speech, you know, classes they need, let's do that. Let's pay for that. Let's get that out of the way. And then it goes down the line. You know, so instead of people thinking, oh, they're just trying to get money and this, that, and the third. No, we don't want your money. We want the money to go directly to what these children need. We want it to go to their needs. You understand what I'm saying? So,
you are actually doing what you're saying is, I'm bringing light to this, but I want you guys to know that the parent already has the organization. We're helping fund for them to take care of their child and meet the need.
Exactly. Exactly. Perfectly worded. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. All right. No, you do, and
you're
I think
welcome.
It's awesome. what a unique, I mean, wow, you really should go into more fundraising, because what a unique concept. I mean, as I was listening to you talk, I was able to summarize it, but that's awesome, because you're saying to these people, look, we're not picking our charity. We're trying to bring these charities on board so they are aware of it.
Exactly.
But we're saying, we're trying to help you because you know your child the best and you know who your child works the best with. How can we support you?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Awesome.
Instead of, you know, the state or whatever, just, you know, kind of throwing you out there to the wolves, and it's like, okay, well, we're just going to send you to this therapist, or we're going to send you to this social skills person, we're going to send you to this, you know, psychiatrist or whatever the case, you know, whoever the, you know, the child is most comfortable with, you know, of course the mother would know. So, you know, my friend Renee, that's the one that had the brain surgery, you know, God bless her.
Right.
And my friend Sheena, she, you know, has the little girl that, you know, also has autism. So anybody that has autistic children, you know, like in the tri-state area, we are encouraging you to come out, support this event on April 12th. It's going to be at the Robin Dove Salon on Arch Street. I would have to get the exact address, but I mean, you know, of course,
what,
Google always works.
You can get exact address. You can get the exact address, but what I want you to do is make sure that all of those organizations and the people for that they come on the show and they advertise for themselves. One, advertising, networking, but two, they can talk about it, because what a great way. How can I support them better?
Right. Exactly.
So let's have them on talking. Well, I want to ask you a couple more questions. I think you
okay.
know what? You are, one, your picture is beautiful, but you know what? Your heart is gold. I just have to say
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. It feels so good for somebody to say that for once. Not even for once. I hear it all the time, but, you know, when you talk to the media and meet in the media, they hear all these things and they look you up and they Google you and all this negative stuff comes up. It's like, oh, wow, this is who she is. And that's, you know, those things, those negative things, that it's not me. You know, I do have a heart of gold. Anybody knows I'm a giver. I've always been, you know, taught to have an open hand rather than a closed fist. And, you know, I'm a very giving person, and especially when it comes to my family and friends. You know, I'm definitely, you know, open to help however I can. You know, if I have to give you the shirt off my back, if you have to come stay with me, whatever. They all know, like, Sunday's there. We can call Sunday in the middle of the night. She's going to answer. She's going to help us get through this. So I feel like, you know, because I did, you know, get a chance to have that platform, and, of course, you know, I've done movies prior to the reality TV, people know my face, they know my name, so I can be, you know, an advocate for, you know, what it is that I'm doing, and that's just to bring, you know, awareness to autism.
Well, you know, I have to say I am really, and don't take this wrong way, I'm floored, because I always hear people in reality shows and they don't, you know, everybody's stuck up and all of this stuff. And you are the opposite. You are just such a nice
yeah.
young lady. You are
Thank
you're
you.
Wonderful to talk to. When you talk to, a lot of people don't know, we talked at, what was it, 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning?
I think, no, it was more like, Sabrina, is more like 3, because I think I sounded like a frog. I'm like,
yeah,
hello.
Me too. Like, we were like, hello. You didn't even hesitate to get on the phone, and that's what really stuck out to me, is like, I'm thinking, wow, this young lady got on the phone, talked to me. I'm just a little media lady over here, and I'm like, well, she took the time to talk to me. Now, I want everybody
right.
to know, because you know what? I think we all do in, you know, like I said, I looked you up, but a lot of people would associate you with basketball-wise, but a lot of people don't realize you've done 11 films, you have music
exactly.
videos, modeling, numerous TV mm-hmm. shows,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and of course, the basketball-wise, and but you're not, that's not you. Tell me about the movies that you've been in, the films you've done.
Well, I started off, it's funny, because my foundation was state property. So everybody, for whatever reason, that movie was over 10 years ago. They still are calling me Aisha. I don't know why, but they are. I can't even, you know, like, I can't hide it. It's just, it's there. You know, that stigma is there. It's like a hood classic. Everybody, you know, everybody knows it. Everybody's seen it. But they're like, oh, do you really talk like that? I'm like, no. I mean, I had to do what I had to do. It was my first film. I was mm-hmm. extra what I was doing. So, you know, and moving forward, I moved to L.A., and then I did Soul Plane. I did Bringing Down the House. I did a movie After Autumn. I did a movie for Life with Elise Neal and Wood Harris. I worked with Kevin Hart, Steve Martin, Queen. A lot of people like I've done a lot of work. I've had to definitely morph into so many different characters. And this new movie that I have coming out, Forgiveness, I play a cop. So I just went to the movie premiere. I believe it was last week. It was in the Pan African American Film Festival, and it was amazing. Okay.
Now, when is that coming out? When does it actually come out?
It's in the film festival, so it will probably, I'm looking forward to maybe September, October, once it gets, you know, kind of picked up. I mean, it's an amazing movie. It was well put together. Hakeem Kalfani is the director of it. He's amazing. I've worked with him before, and he's great, you know, so... I believe maybe September, October, somewhere around there.
Well, you know, and I love the title, Forgiveness, and I just know just from that title, it's going to be a good mm-hmm. movie. And just because
you don't understand, it's going to give you chills. It's going to give you chills when you see it.
Really? Oh, no. Yeah. I love movies like that, and I love when women play officers or judges or lawyers because it sets us up that we don't have to be the typical everyday career woman, too. I like that.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons that I was so excited to really talk to you today, because you do so many things, and you're not just, you are, like I said, you know, you're beautiful.
A little well-rounded.
And you have a lot of tenacity. You stick through things and you just keep going, and
right.
you make your own way. You're not held back by what other people think that you should do. You're like, I'm going to do this. This is I just think it's fabulous. I don't know if a lot of people are really listening, and when they do listen to this, I want you guys to point out and recognize she's doing this. Sudi is doing this for her friend who has autistic children, and she's trying to be the best caretaker she can if anything happens to them. Who does that?
Right. Exactly.
Who does that?
And the paperwork is already not wishing that right now. Like no time soon. But everything is in place. You know, she knows that they are definitely good if anything were to go to the left. So that's why I said I had to, you know, it's my job and duty to get involved and to really, you know, figure out and find out and do my research about what autism is, what brings it on. I mean, where does it come from? Does it come from the father or the mother? I mean, is it just a genetic thing? I mean, it's so much information that you have to research and kind of retain. It's a little daunting, but it's worth it.
It really is. And, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of people don't recognize this with even a lot of different aspects of things that happen to people. Diet plays a big part of it. I mean,
right.
really making sure. I mean, because my sons were diagnosed with ADHD, which is far minor to what you're going to have to be dealing with. But I noticed one of the things is I changed their eating to not have to have them take medicine, and changed and got them in activity and sports and sent them to counseling and things like that in order to help them doing some of the same thing. But it did take a lot of money. But
right.
it's nice that you are going and trying to, not only are you raising awareness to get yourself educated, but you're also raising awareness because I don't think you're just going to get 5,000. I think it'll be a lot more, and a lot more families will be served in with this.
Right.
It'll become a thing that you can do yearly. I mean, because I don't
exactly.
think
we're, of, we're trying to right. We're trying to do it annually, once a year, every April, we're trying to do something like different. I came up with this idea, the B for Autism, just because I felt like, you know what, we can play with the colors and everything. It's like everything blue. So, you know, anybody that does the makeup, they have to play with the colors blue. You know what I mean? So all things blue pretty much, you know. So whoever can make blue look pretty on a face, then that's who's going to do Tiffany's makeup.
mm-hmm. Now, so if other, because I have a couple of friends who are big, one of them is named Brandy Nicole. She's a really big fashion makeup artist. And so how would somebody who does this, how would they get involved and how could they contact you guys?
Okay, so what we're doing is we're setting up the website right now. The website, we met with the web designer last week, and it should be up, I believe, like today or tomorrow. I think we talked about that the other night. I don't know. I was a little delusional. So that website should be up. And then all of the information will be on the website. So what I'll do is I'll tweet out, and then my friends will tweet out, and we'll just use social media as, you know, that outlet to kind of push the traffic towards the website. And, of course, you know, like I said, I'm going to do radio and I'm going to promote it really, really heavy as I can so that, you know, these people can know this is where I need to go. This is where I need to sign up. This is what I need to do. This, you know, and it'll have all the instructions there.
And then, of course,
people can email me. You know, I'm very open. My email is on both my Twitter and my Instagram. So they can email me if there are any questions. We're going to start really, really promoting this, I believe, before the end of the week. So once the website is up, we'll definitely promote that event probably like no later than Thursday or Friday.
And then, you know what, I want you to come back on because just because I am so excited to I can actually say I spoke to somebody on reality TV and they are not anything like they have on TV, and I want you, and not just because of that, just because you took the time to talk to me, and I'm just an up-and-coming radio person and writer.
It's okay.
And I just think that you're awesome, and I'm blessed. I always am in awe of when people take the time to talk to me as a newbie and an intern. As far as I consider myself, I know I'm not, but I just think it's a blessing and shows great personality of you. So anytime I'm on the air on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., we're both share the same time zones. I'm in Las Vegas. And Wednesday at 8 p.m. and Thursday morning at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., please call in, advertise your commercial, or have somebody from your camp just call in and just give a shout out.
They will be on your line like every 5 seconds. Like, hold on. Oh, hey,
and then have people call in and let's get this out, because what I'm going to do is starting with my show on Wednesday is I'm going to start just advertising for you guys, because I think this is awesome.
Thank you so much.
It is, and you know what, the thing is, I'm a social worker by trade, and so this is to my heart. So, and I'm gonna tell my listeners, because I know you're gonna say yes, because nobody says no to the diva when you go to do your forgiveness,
right?
In California, when you go to go on a red carpet with that, I want a personal interview and come take some pictures with you so we can have talk about that too. So
perfect. You got it.
We're going to put you out, but I'm serious now. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and Thursday mornings at 7 a.m., 7 to 8:30, and Wednesdays 8 p.m. to 10. You guys call in, and I want you guys to give the 5 minutes about the commercial, about the autism, so you can do it, okay? Because I really want this to be big for you guys. Really big.
Thank you so much, Sabrina. I definitely appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me the other night at 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much. For this interview right here, I really appreciate it.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to leave you with words of encouragement because I'm an encourager. You need to know that you are awesome. You are wonderful. You are a blessing. And God is going to do some magnificent things for you. And I am blessed to know you. And it's tough being a celebrity, but I want you to know that what people don't realize since I've been interviewing several celebrities lately, you guys are just regular people, and sometimes there's a lot of pressure on you guys look up to you. And you know what? I think you're a wonderful African American sister. I'm going to call you my sister, and I think you're just fabulous. Anytime you need encouragement, you give the diva a call. Anytime you have anything you guys have going on, you let us know, and we're there for you. But remember, don't forget Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're gonna autism out for you, because April 1st to the 30th is Autism Awareness Month, and we got our blue going on.
Exactly.
And thank you for one more time, so everybody knows where you are and how we can find you. Give us all your social media, so we'll know where to find you.
Okay, my Twitter is Sundy Carter, S-U-N-D-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. My Instagram is Sundy Carter with an underscore after the Carter, the R. And then my website is therealsundycarter.com.
All right, my dear. You are wonderful. Is it raining over there where you guys are at in L.A.?
It was pouring, but now I just looked out of the window and the sun is shining. So that's a good sign.
It is a good sign because you're going to do fabulous things. And I'll be in L.A. In May to interview. Have you ever heard of Neil Jade? Have you heard of him? He's an up-and-coming young man. Awesome little singer. I'm going to come there and interview him, so I'm going to be looking forward to talking to you, too. So
okay, I'll take you to lunch. Let me know.
Thank you. So awesome. Thank you, young lady. Ms. Carter, wonderful. Have a great afternoon. Conversations with Diva. Everybody have a blessed day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.